Okay, so we're using that as our launch pad into today's very brief talk. So again, I'm not offended if your children are louder than me. I'll just get louder again. So feel free to get up, move around, get more coffee, and do your thing. That doesn't bother me in the slightest. So I'm going to read our message again today. And the reason I would like you to concentrate, especially the kids, is because I'm going to give you free stuff if you can answer some of my questions later on. So I have some treats that I forgot to give out during Holiday Club. And I thought if you can answer some of my questions from the Bible verse, then you could get them. Because bribery is the best way to learn the Bible, right? Okay, so we're going from the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. So first question, what did Bartimaeus call Jesus? You can look at the screen for a cheat. Tegan, son of David, great, come and get your prize. I don't know how much you'll use this, but it's a start, right? Thank you. Okay, so Bartimaeus called Jesus son of David. This is relevant because he recognized who Jesus was and recognized that he was the Son of God. He was the first one in the book of Mark, which is in the New Testament, to recognize this. So I'm not sure. Sometimes you don't get your RME stuff about Jesus until you're in P6 or P7. So the New Testament is the life of Jesus and then the birth of the church. And the Old Testament is before Jesus was born. So he recognized this. Number two, he expected a change when he meets Jesus. What did Bartimaeus throw down whenever he knew Jesus was coming, Eloise? His cloak. Yep. Come on then. I think these will be really helpful for school. Good job. Okay, so he threw down his cloak. The reason why this was important was because his cloak signified his sickness and his unwellness. So a blind man throwing down his cloak signifies quite a lot. He knew who Jesus was, and he knew that his life would change after this encounter. But the result of it, what happened whenever Bartimaeus tried to speak up? Yeah? It's Mason, yeah? Yeah, okay. They did. Mason, I'm going to give you an older one because I don't know if you'd appreciate a rubber and a notepad. Yeah, so they tried to silence him. The crowd tried to silence Bartimaeus while he was coming to Jesus. But his awareness of who Jesus was just made him get even louder. So whenever I read this story, obviously I put myself as the poor, helpless Bartimaeus, as we usually do. We put ourselves as maybe the one who's vulnerable, the sick, who's trying to get to Jesus. The whole world's against us, right? And then I thought about it and realized that's not actually right. I'm probably more like the crowd a lot of the time because I take my eyes off Jesus and I kind of think I know what he wants and it maybe hinders other people. It made me think how many times I take my eyes off Jesus and I'm self-focused and in sometimes what Jesus wants and what Jesus wants to do, rather than where I'm actually supposed to be, like Bartimaeus, and just ignoring everyone to focus on my relationship with Jesus. To know who Jesus is in my life and know that that's what I have to shout louder for. So I don't know if any of you identify with that. When you first read Bible verses, we always try and victimize ourselves, right? Which sometimes can be true. But other times we realize that we've actually just taken our eyes off what's important. Now, I realize that a lot of us might be the crowd, because even in this story, the majority was the crowd and the minority was Bartimaeus shouting out. So if we're going to unrealistically put that over us, the majority of us generally are self-focused and selfish and fit into the crowd. But throughout our lives, we'll maybe sway from different parts. It's unrealistic to expect that our eyes will consistently be on Jesus. But what I realized in this verse was that that's maybe okay. Now, I'm not saying it's okay not to always have your eyes on Jesus, but what I'm saying is Jesus still welcomed them anyway. So if you read a wee bit further, verse 49 says, Jesus stopped and said, call him. Now, I was reading about this during the week, and I realized someone had mentioned Jesus could have just walked over to him, but instead, he decided to involve the crowd, to involve the ones whose eyes weren't on him, to focus, and they were allowed to participate in God's work and in the miracle. So although I maybe always identify with that crowd, that doesn't exclude me from the kingdom. So regardless of who we are, of where we're at with Jesus, even if we've known him for years, we can still take our focus off him. Sometimes we'll be like Bartimaeus. Sometimes we might not be. But what I got from this passage is that God wants us all involved in his plan. And regardless of where we're at and who we are, Jesus always wants us and he'll always love us and pursue us on. So that's pretty much it. We all have the capacity to be the crowd, or we have the capacity to be like Bartimaeus. And we might be different parts and different stages of our life. But the difference is focusing on Jesus and not on the busyness of the world and the crowd around us.